This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, I was reading a post on the internet about smarter children, and it says that if you focus on their food early in life, a healthy diet improves children's reading, writing, and comprehension skills. And they found that the children with less sugar in their diet and bad fat in their diet did a better job with reading, writing, and comprehension skills than those who ate more junk food. And you felt that, I'm sure, for many, many, many decades. And Dr. Shealy agrees. And Dr. Shealy will say that sugar is poison. Rick, what do we do to eat a better, healthy diet? Do we have to grow our own? Can we trust food from the supermarket or not really?
Well, that's the argument why you want to grow your own, because you don't know. And when you buy from something that you saw where it came out of the ground, I'm buying strawberries at Safeway that are mutations. It's no longer a strawberry that I understand, and some of them will never rot. How does that work? So the strawberry just keeps going on and on and on. It stays red. It dries out. It starts to become dried, but it doesn't rot or break down. How does that work? Well, they're using sprays to keep things like they would burst something with kerosene, tomatoes, so that they're green, but by putting kerosene on them and hitting them briefly with a flame causes them to turn red. And then they stay red longer because they're not really red, they're green, and they never actually mature into the salts and nutrition that a red, ripe tomato represents. But they look red, and so they must be okay. It's crazy. Well, and here's the other thing that they'll do with fruit. They'll big picture fruit, get it cheap. What they'll do is they'll sell you the fruit and then put in the center of it three pieces of fruit that are 3 weeks older so that it causes the inner fruit to rot faster and you lose some of the fruit that you have to throw away because you didn't remove the more ripe fruit quickest. It is a game in marketing. And, Ford Motor Company and moving to Mexico. And how did they put it? Trump put it, and I'm not for Trump. He said it used to be that automobiles were made in America and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now, automobiles are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in America. There's a good turnaround for us to realize that even on a local level, our government officials lie. There's nothing wrong with lying per se. All of us lie or exaggerate or bend the truth or have a different perspective because of our values and would choose to see something as truth when it isn't really. All of us do that. And the highest form of love is when you can look at your mate, know that she's telling a fib, and love her anyway. Now, I have drawn some lines here, and basically know that new people that come into my life, I'm going to have to, no matter how much I like them, how much I feel that they're very sincere, I now feel that I have to be on guard until I've known them a minimum of 10 years. Because that's how you get to know who someone really is in core issues. They cycle every 7 years going from up to down, and you've seen them at their worst and at their best, and you know them. Mike Mandeville, that was here the other day and you interviewed with him, I've known him since 1970. And Michael has not changed, and he has, but the core part of Michael is still Michael. And he's not on payroll, and I don't have any fear of opening my home to him. Yet somebody new that I let into my home, I have no idea whether or not they're going to plant bugs and mites and other kinds of things. I need to sweep my home. I think I've got bugs all over my home from being naive and trusting. And when I talk to people like you and realize that we're being messed with on a very personal level, with phones cutting out, not being able to do a radio with Solaris, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it, and CenturyLink will say, well, we were experiencing technical difficulties at that moment. I'm certain there's something more going on here. Now, I'm a sweet old man, and I love almost everything. I mean, I'm happy, and I see the positive in things, and yet I'm becoming a grumpy old man.
Rick, we used to open our farmhouse to lots of people, and there were times that we've had, you know, the entire meetup group. I've invited them over for the holidays, and I don't do that anymore.
You can't do it anymore. Everything has been infiltrated, especially things that are militant, like the National Guard, the Oath Keepers, things of that nature. We will probably never really know what happened in Burns, other than they're still trying those people, not on what they believe, but what they did. Well, yes and no. Civil disobedience has many, many faces. And who was the one that brought violence into it? That's what's wrong with our government.
Yeah. You know, Rick, you're talking about Ford Motor Company. This morning before the broadcast, I was talking with Mrs. Finelli about what Ford is doing. They are shutting down production of their small vehicles in the United States and moving that production to Mexico. And it really, I've never seen my wife react to a news article quite like this. And we have a blue Ford tractor in our barn. And yesterday we spent the entire day rearranging the barn so that all the equipment will fit and we can bring it in and out easily and efficiently. And she said this morning, she said to the effect, we're going to be able to make more room in the barn because we're going to sell that Ford tractor. She's so angry and annoyed and disillusioned with Ford Motor Company that she doesn't want a Ford tractor in our barn.
Let her ever forget that button that you have with the Ford Motor Company with a swastika on it. Had nothing to do with America. Mm-hmm. Detroit or Flint or, you know, Rolling and Combine. The whole thing's nuts.
And we blame it. We blame it on Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Bush clan, and the Obama clan, for starters, and our Congress, our senators, our alleged representatives, because they have sold us all out. And you would think that those lying parasites, those politicians, would have enough common sense to say, wait a minute, Ford Motor Company, outsourcing, moving. You know, we need those factories, because if we ever have to defend ourselves, We won't have the machinists.
That is what is the American dream that has been lost. And to have the American dream, one must first be asleep. And I have to tell you that we are, as a country, lost our way. Bah, 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 black sheep. There we are.
We truly have, and it's really disgraceful. And I look at some of the Americans, and even some of the people at the former meetup that we used to have, and they would talk about it, but you know, we can read about it on the keyboard, but actually getting to do it, that's hard. That's hard work to get people to do what they need to do to be prepared. And being prepared is having what you need before you need it. And that includes skills. That includes knowledge, skills, tools, supplies, spare parts, and the right location. And opening your refrigerator and looking in there and saying, "Oh, there's nothing to eat," that is someone who's not prepared. That's the most basic example.
In my universe, I try to buy as much as I can from local. Even though I spend a little more, I'm actually choosing to eat less. So it's about the same because I need to lose weight. And I don't trust anything from anybody anymore unless I've seen it, like you next door growing my tomato for me. Have you seen the tomatoes in Safeway? Well, they look like they're made from a cloning machine. They're all
same size, same shape. You're talking about they're virtually identical, right?
Yeah, size, and shape, there color. Are five of them on the vine. In other words, you'll buy them where you have to buy five of them because they're in a little string of five, you know, that all look the same, and each five look exactly like it was made with a replicator. It's crazy.
And our beef comes from about 13 different countries, and it's stamped USDA inspected, and it probably is to some degree U.S. Department of Agriculture inspected, but it may not be United States grown and raised beef.
No, and it's probably got mad cow just for flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Rick, farmers are going out of business around us. They're
that's
not buying anything. That
will be the death of America. It was our greenbelt. It was our independence and national product. You know, our gross national product. Yeah. There was pride. If you bought something from America, it was usually always the best buy there was. For a dollar spent, yeah, you got more for bang for your buck. That's gone.
When we come back, I'm going to share some of our thoughts about it, what we're going to do to survive on our farm here regarding our cows. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Wanna shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, you know, on our farm, we're thinking about, you know, how we're going to survive with these low cattle prices. Let me tell you what the cattle prices are at the market. Small heifers, okay, girl cows that haven't had calves. 400 to 450 pound cows. I'm sorry, feeder heifers. 400 to 450 pounds in weight. $1.26 to $1.39 a pound. That's unacceptable. We can't survive. We can't raise a cow for $1.26 to $1.39 a pound or a calf. We can't do it. It's impossible. And if you look at the equipment, you look at the just the labor, the taxes, the fencing, all the attention that the cows and calves need to get them through the winter. I did a quick calculation. This winter, we are going to be we cut, baled, raked, tedded 340,000 pounds of hay. That 340,000 pounds. That is going to just about get us through the winter. We're going to feed about 3,000 pounds of hay a day. So before the broadcast, I'm going to be feeding probably 1,000 pounds. And right after the broadcast and the rest of the day, I'll be feeding, you know, another 2,000 pounds of hay every single day, 7 days a week. So what we're going to have to do is look at selling the cows right here on the farm. So someone may be interested in buying a quarter of a cow or a half a cow, and then we'll arrange to have it processed, and then it can be picked up. So it won't be our cow. A person will be buying a live grass-fed cow or a portion of a live grass-fed cow, and pay for processing, and then pick up the processed cow. It's as simple as that, and I think that's what we're going to have to do. And it's probably going to cost a little bit more, not that I want to do it that way, but then what you get meat for at the supermarket. But what it would be is American-grown, grass-fed beef, the best you can get. But I don't know any other way of surviving it at the moment. And the prices are so bad, we have so low for us, that we've decided that we're not going to sell cows this year. We're not going to sell cows this year. We're going to take them through the winter. It's unheard of, taking cows through the winter. Most people, you know, as it starts to get cold, most farmers will sell their cows because they just don't want the burden of keeping the cows through the winter. It's rough. It really is rough to feed them and get out there in the freezing cold and have your skin freeze and your hair freeze and so forth when you're out there on the tractor. So, but that's our plan, because we don't know of any other plan that might work.
Be aware that this winter, the likelihood is it's going to be a tough winter, and that you may have some loss because of the severity of it.
Yes, and we are increasing the minerals.
That is predicted now, a severe winter.
Right, and not only that, but if those farmers followed the advice and counsel of the Soil and Water Conservation District, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and their government minions, they have done away with their woods, fenced the cows out of the woods and the ponds and the streams, and left them out there to freeze to death in the blistering winds and the freezing cold and the snow and the hail. And
you know,
the
one of the things that I strongly recommend now, if you're working with a well, that you do have a sling so that you can switch to from a hand pump to pull the water out of your well should the power go down and you not have your diesel. And a simple bicycle running where you pump it out with bicycle is a simple way to pump water out of the ground. And that's where you get your treadmill workout.
And it is a real workout, because one horsepower is 746 watts, and a one horsepower well pump takes about three times that much wattage to start up. It's tough. It really is. And in class, it's easier to store water than it is to store electricity. So if you're going to pump water and you do have a generator, what you need to think about is storing that water in a large container. And for less than $100, you can buy food-grade portable water totes, about 330 gallons each, and you can fill them with water and then water your animals with them. We have a bunch of those here at the farm. We'll be right back.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, RK Gun Shows this weekend. This weekend, September 17th. And where? Lexington, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado. So if you need to top off your ammunition or get that scope or get that rifle, pistol, shotgun, I suggest you consider it. And, you know, we still have the gun show loophole in many places. And that means that you can buy a gun privately. So here, for example, here in Missouri, if I'm walking around a gun show and I see a guy or a gal walking around with a rifle that I'm interested in, and it looks like he's selling it or she's selling it, I can walk up to that person and say, "Wow, are you selling that?" And they'll probably say yes. I'm like, "Okay, and may I look at it?" And they'll say, "Sure." They'll hand it to me, and if I like it, I can say, "Well, so what is your asking price for this?" They might say, "You know, $500." And I'll say, "Wow, okay. Are you firm on that price?" And they may say, "I'll tell you what, I'll take $450," and I may say, "Okay, sounds good to me," and I may pay them the $450 right then and there, and now it's mine. Okay, and you can do the same thing. They don't like it when felons do that, but if you're a member, or if you live in the same state as the person selling it, and that person actually owns it, that's selling it, generally it's good to go. And what I would do is, just for your own safety, I would say, "Now, is this legal for me to buy this?" Okay, because that way, if it's an entrapment, you can say, "Wait a minute, I asked him if it's legal, and he lied to me." But generally speaking, you'll see some guys selling, or a whole bunch of guys selling, guns that they either want to upgrade from, or that they have too much, or they need the cash, or something like that. So that's how it's done, and it's called the gun show loophole. So you can go to a gun show and buy directly from the owner. Okay, if you live in the state and the person selling is in the same state, so keep that in mind. That's this weekend. You're looking at September 17th and 18th, Lexington, Kentucky; Atlanta, Georgia; and Denver, Colorado. RKShows.com, RKShows.com. Rick, you and I are going to be traveling. We're going to be going to Kansas City, You're going to be doing a couple days of seminars, October 1 and 2, Kansas City, Missouri, at the KCI Expo Center. Link on the website, USA Prepares. Rick, you're going to be talking about, global mind control, the first four worlds of defense. Matt Stein's going to be talking about, when disaster strikes, what you need to know, do, and have on hand. And I'm going to be talking about how to protect yourself from the lies in the media. I might be talking about something else, like how to save a lot of money. And normally when I do that, I'll ask the seminar attendees which they'd like me to do. But when I do that one, I guarantee that they'll save at least $1,000 every year by just coming to that 1.5-hour seminar, if they do just some of the things that I recommend. And I say that if you don't save that money, ask for your money back at the ticket counter that you paid for. And, of course, that's unauthorized. RK doesn't authorize me to do that, but no one has ever said, "I want my money back." It's never happened. So, Rick, we talked about many things, and one of the things I'd like to share is Max's Law. And I've said this many times on the air. Max's Law, if you use this law when you buy things, you'll probably do pretty well, and that is buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Buy the best means best value. It doesn't mean you need a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini. What it means is, whatever it is you're buying in its class, if you get a good one, a good quality, whatever it is, and you pay cash, the transaction is done right then and there, and you take delivery, you take it home with you, that's the way to do it. Putting it on layaway doesn't mean it's yours. Okay? And not taking delivery, that's crazy. Take delivery right then and there, because it may disappear. And it hasn't on me. And I've told that story before. I had a farm with some hay, and I was going to work with a farmer that was 26 miles from our farm. He had cut the hay before, and he got half of it. I said, "I don't need that much. I'll take just 25% of it. You keep 75%. And I went back to pick up my hay, and he sold it during a drought. He sold my hay, and he spent the money. And there was nothing I could do. I mean, other than hurt the other guy. Other than that, there's nothing I could do. So if you buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery, which I didn't do that one time, I lost out. So don't let that happen to you. Rick, Monsanto. Want to talk about that?
Not really. You're talking about Bayer and the German connection taking over our agriculture?
Right.
Is that where we want to go with it? I mean, this is crazy.
Yep.
They have the largest private army in the world, and now they're going to move that all to Germany with a bunch of previously Nazi sympathizers, and they control our wheat, our grains, and it's crazy. I'm speechless.
Well, my understanding is that they will have, when they're done, Monsanto / Bayer will have 25% of the world's supply of seeds and pesticides. That's an enormous
amount. Yeah, there you go. And remember, Monsanto originally was a weapons company under old man DuPont, Dina Moores. And I remember when it was making Agent Orange, Paraquat, and 2,4-D. What exactly has Monsanto become today? A weapons company. Still a weapons company. And no matter which way you slice it, the way they're orienting their seed control, their GMOs, and their Roundup Ready plants is as a weapon of war.
Okay, Rick, here's when we talk about something that I don't think I've talked about before. There's Dow Chemical is in Michigan, and one of their plants is in Midland, Michigan. And Dow Chemical was instrumental, as I've learned, in building a hospital across town in Midland, Michigan. And I've talked with some of our instructors about this, and we all believe that the reason that they built this hospital was so they could keep quiet the disasters that they've unleashed, meaning the poisoning of the water, the air, and the chemicals that they make, so that when they find out that someone in their corporate environment has a problem, they get treated at the Midland, Michigan hospital. And that contains the information to that hospital so that the information doesn't get out as to what has happened. In Delaware, the home of DuPont and Morris, there is a children's hospital called the Alfred I. Institute. It's a children's hospital. And I believe that they do the same thing there, where they treat children and for these abnormalities, birth defects and so forth, problems that have happened that are unusual, problems that could very likely have come from the toxic chemicals that are produced. And I did mention, I think, once on the air that when we had properties, I interviewed a young man, and I asked him where he worked. And he said he worked at a chemical company. And I asked him what he did there. And he said he worked at the incinerator. And I asked him what his hours were. And he said overnight. And I asked him why. And he said, well, that's because we burn at night those things that we can't burn during the day because they're toxic and dangerous and people will find out. So we burn them while they're sleeping. And I also,
it's going to be a fun day when there is a true Nuremberg accountability. And hangthebankers.com.
You know, I think, Rick, I think it's going to be a little less organized than the Nuremberg trials. I have a feeling it's going to be vigilante justice. I have a feeling that...
Well, that already exists. That's part of... And the Posse Comitatus and the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventists and the Oath Keepers and the all these different clubs that are now springing up with group feelings against the federal government is going to be what causes the United States to fragment down into probably as many as 9 provinces. That's going to happen shortly.
Yeah, and the trust in the media is at an all-time low. Very few of us believe in anything we see, read, or hear in the mainstream media. It's down, I believe it's 32%.
If I were a national media reporter, I would have some kind of pride, like they did at the Washington Post, to expose the corruptness around us. And if it meant losing my job at that paper, what am I really losing?
Right.
My self-respect and image of quality of life. And so this is a call for all of you out there to be more responsible in your decision-making of why you're doing what you're doing, exactly why you're doing what you're doing, and have it clear in your mind. And if it isn't clear, make it clear. Research it out. Figure it out for yourself. All of us are going to be slightly different. We have different values, but I think there's going to be an accountability of a bell-ringing truth.
When we come back, I'll tell you something that I did that kind of links to what you're saying. You know, are you willing to work for a company when you disagree with the boss? And I can tell you that, well, I'll tell you what I did when we come back. Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot topics? Today I've got your... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Doc Rams with us. So, Rick, several decades ago, I was working at this bank, and I was an officer of the bank, and I was in the technology arena, and I got a new boss. And one day, the new boss called me in and he said, hey, I need to have a meeting with you and your team. And I said, okay. And this was probably around 6 o'clock at night. All of us worked late. And so we went into the meeting area, and he said, look, you know, I need some charts and graphs for the president. I need to show him what these computers are doing and what you guys are doing. So I need charts and graphs tomorrow morning. And this was 6 o'clock at night. And I said, yeah, okay, well, we can do that. But, you know, my son's in the hospital, and he's very young, and I need to go see him. And as soon as visiting hours are over, I'll be back, and you'll have your charts and graphs. And you'll have them in the morning, and you can present them to the president. And he said, no, I need these charts and graphs. And I said, I understand that, and you'll have them. And he gave me a hard time. And I said, so I was in this meeting, and I was the lead technology guy. And I said, excuse me. I left the meeting. I walked over to my office. And I think something happened to my computer about that time. And that was the last they saw of me. I got a call the next morning about 10 o'clock, and another guy had called me and said, hey, are you coming in today? And I said, are you sick? And I said, no. Are you coming in? I said, no, I don't think so. And I explained to him that I was not coming back. And so that's how I handled that. And you talk about a couple of guys with a typewriter taking down Richard Milhouse Nixon and doing the right thing. Yeah, we can. Now, there's a price you pay when you do that kind of stuff. It's really hard to get another position when you walk out like that. It's damaging to your career. And some people would call it a career.
Or not.
Yeah.
It right. isn't necessarily damaging to your career to make a statement about morals over ethics. You know, ethics is when, you know not to do something. Morals are when you don't do it.
Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to share that story. And then very quickly, Rick, SpaceX, you know, the launch that blew up on the launch pad, Elon Musk's plans to eventually transport humans to Mars, you know, using reusable equipment, kind of failed on the launch pad. And he was going to provide internet communications for Africa and the Middle East with this technology. And some people think that it might have been sabotage. So I just wanted to share that. I do. I think it was sabotage. I can't prove it. I'm not in the know.
I will send you, if you'd like, a post of a picture of my ticket to Mars. I have, from NASA, a one-way ticket to Mars. And you can get a ticket to Mars. I'll give you the website where you can sign up for it and everything.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you this. Are you serious? You want to go to Mars one way?
Why would I want to come home?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if anyone has claustrophobia, Mars is not the place to go.
It's got more water than Earth does.
Yeah,
and
but
it's got better water. It's structured. That's why it's on Mars. It most likely was Atlantis. I'll bet we'll find artifacts. Certainly, we're going to find, just like in The Martian, a different way of being that works, including how all the astronauts in that movie, The Martian, that is absolutely worth watch, where they rebel against their superiors because it is the distinction, like you, of revolt between ethics and morals.
Have you seen the video, The Martian?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Sorry.
Okay, okay. It's excellent. Very quickly, class, there's toxic dust in all of our homes. Phthalates are known to disrupt our hormones. They're linked to asthma, autism. They're found in daily, everyday items, packaging, makeup. And these chemicals get released into the air. They become dust. They settle down. And that makes a good case for a central vacuum system that exits outside the house. I just want to share that with you. So, you know, otherwise the canister vacuums and uprights are just dust relocation devices. Rick, thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is, class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.